This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
All right, Luis Inchbisek, my friends. Brian's working the boards today. We've got no Chris, but Brian, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty well, Jono.
That's great. That's great. It's April 24th, my friend. It's a big day, not a day of celebration, but a day of remembrance for our Armenian history, April 24th.
Very much so, yes.
And first off, before we get into anything, I'd like to really, really give a shout out to all the people that went out there and watched the movie The Promise over the weekend. You know, at my theater, I mean, it was packed. And we appreciate that. I know a lot of my American friends out there went to go see it when, you know, it had nothing to do with them. And you being one of them, Brian, I appreciate, I know you're part of the show. You're the producer for the show. But you know what? It's so easy for someone just to say, you know what? I can tell people I watched it or, it's not that important to me. And I'm glad to see you guys out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I felt it was my duty as your friend to help promote this movie, to get it out to the wider audience, but especially to those who aren't Armenian like myself.
Right, and the thing about it that was really, really interesting to me is that they don't keep any of the proceeds for this movie.
Yeah,
everything
that's
is
amazing.
Donated. Everything is donated to the people that are being persecuted throughout the world. So, you know what? Everything. There's no catch-22 here. Just go out. If it's still playing in your area and you haven't caught it, please do. And I mean, they'll pull the plug on this movie soon. And when they do, we don't want you guys to miss it. This was very important for us as Armenian people, because what we're doing right now, and I brought it up a couple shows ago, I had an argument with an Armenian about, he said, and you know what? He's right. We are being diluted. Our bloodline is getting weaker as years go by. And as a country like Turkey, denying it all favors them, because they can hold out. They can hold out, and we can marry another Odar. Then we got 50%. And guess what? They're kids now. Another 10 years. Now their kids possibly have went on a different way to where their moms and dads have married another different. I mean, what I'm saying here, folks, is the odds are in Turkey's side on this whole denial of the genocide, because they're banking on 30, 40, 50 years from now, 100 years from now. Is there even going to be a pure blood Armenian out there that's going to care about what happened in the past? This movie, The Promise, symbolizes unity. And even if you got one drop of Armenian in you, and you're going to see that movie, and you're going to tell your kids about this is what happened to the Armenian people, and it's part of our life. It's part of my granddad's, something went down here, and this all concerns April 24th, 1915, with the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians, which is now known as genocide, the Armenian genocide. The word came from our tragic past, and that's just symbolic enough to make you never give up being Armenian, even if down the line, like I said, it favors them much more than it favors us. Because as years pass, and I brought this up to a friend, when Genghis Khan did all that stuff, all the massacres, the genocides to the Chinese people, from years on, from 300-400 years later, now Genghis Khan is known as the Great Conqueror. He's not known as the genocidal crazed man. So we have to keep this thing lit. We have to keep this torch lit. And this movie, The Promise, gave us another option to wave that flag, to wave our past, to wave everything to the world and say, hey, we're still here and we still haven't forgotten. They could ignore us, but we cannot be ignored. We have to stay strong and we have to be together and we have to let people know and we have to let our kids know, much more our kids, to keep the Armenian culture alive. I mean, if you're married to an Odar, fine. Talk about the past of the Armenian people. Let them know. Let them pass it on another generation to whoever they're passing it on to. Let them know what happened to the Armenian people. And again, it's something that the Turks are playing, and they're playing the right card. I got to tell you, if they just keep denying this, we're going to go away, according to them. But we can't let it go away. So that's my big thing, Brian. I'm glad you went to see it. I'm glad a lot of Armenians, I hope every Armenian that's capable of going out to watch a movie, and if you never watch a movie, you like sitting on the couch waiting for it to come out, that's not going to help. That's not going to help pay-per-view or anything like that where I'll kick back and watch it at home. No, that doesn't work in this sense. We need you folks, get out there and watch it. Don't look at what's around you anymore because the weekend's past now. Now the big our presentation and all that. Don't let it pass you up. It's April 24th. There's still movies out there. Make it known. It's a big help to us, and it's a big help to you, and it's a big help to our culture as well. And I want to give a big shout out here, folks. You know, I haven't done this in a while, and I thought it's the right time for our new people that's been involved in the show: Anush Garibyan, O'Connor, Danny Bedrosian, Andy Terzian. I mean, these guys. You know, I don't pay anyone. I you know, it's not like I get paid here for these shows either. I mean, we're looking for advertisers, and we welcome any advertiser that wants to come on board. But I'm just saying these people take their time to call in, and they take their breaks. We got one person who takes a break from his work to do this, and we got another break, another guy, Danny, who's talking to us from the airport, getting ready to get on a plane. And I mean, it's stuff like this that's really, it really chokes me up to know that I've got such a good crew here. And I cannot forget Mariam. Mariam, outstanding work from day one. She's been with us. And all these guests that we get, folks, that's not always me. That's not always me. Matter of fact, maybe Mariam gets 60% of my guests. And Mariam, all the love, all the shout out to you. You know, you make the show possible. And you know, it's good people like you, and I'm sure all you folks have good folks around you like this, and stay with your friends. You know what? It's all about loyalty. It's all about friendship, and thank God I'm with the right crew, and a lot of people appreciate what we're doing here, and I couldn't have done any of this without you guys, and even my American buddies here. I got Chris. I got Brian. I got Andrew that sometimes fills in. But you know what? God bless all you guys for making all this possible. Armenia proud. We started off not really knowing what to do. And, you know, we brought on guests. We brought on segments. And I'm glad I get all these messages from you folks saying how much you guys love the show and that you're honored to be on the show. And, you know, that means a lot to me. It really does, because that just tells me that we're doing something right here. And that that Promise profile, that was Chris that came up with that. If you guys see it in the red there, it says armeniaproud.com. That's our site. And now we've got half the world that's Armenian going around with a profile that says The Promise. And I couldn't be any prouder. Every time I see you guys with that Promise, you know, that matted advertisement for The Promise on our site. Or not on our site, on everyone's site, on their profile. It really makes me happy about that, Brian. It's really something else.
It's impressive to see the outpouring of love and support for that movie, and then conversely for our show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you caught the middle part of this where you came on board, and you know, I've been very proud of you guys for everything that you guys have entrenched in me to do the show better. And again, April 24th to me though is something special. I didn't want a whole lot of segments today. I will be bringing on a guest that's I think is pretty knowledgeable about this stuff, and he's Bedros Hajian. Bedros Hajian, I've seen him on Facebook. Outstanding stuff that he talks about. We're gonna get him on in a couple of minutes here. But again, April 24th, you're out there, you're walking the streets, you're marching, you're holding the Armenian flag, you're letting people know who you are. And God bless you. God bless you. And never, never forget. Once you forget, it's all over. It's all over, and the Turks have won. We have to have you guys out there. Every April 24th, do something that you feel would be productive for the Armenian people. I'm not saying break a window of or glass door or something like that. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying make it known that the Armenians haven't forgotten and we're good people, and let the world know what's going on. We can never let that go. Once we let it go, there's nothing more. There's nothing more out there, because the world will not mind seeing Armenia disappear, or the Armenian people disappear, or this genocide thing disappear, because to them it's nothing. To us, it's the whole world. Hey, Brian, let's get our man Bedros on here, and let's see his perspective. And this guy's great, by the way. He's got some great stuff that I heard him talk about on Facebook that's really insight on stuff that I was just like, wow, this is just beautiful stuff that he's mentioning about the genocide. Hi, Bedros, how are you?
Thank you very much. How are you, this Bedros? Yes?
Yes, how are you doing, Bedros?
Praise the Lord, I'm doing good, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Bedros Hajian, and I tell you what, Brian, I got to watching him on Facebook, and I just couldn't pass it up, man. I mean, the guy was so interesting, and what he was saying was everything that I was thinking, and just collecting all the thoughts. Bedros, I really enjoyed seeing you on Facebook with your segments.
Thank you very much. I'm here to provide the truth, nothing but the truth, actually. And we have to make public awareness and for people around the world to know the truth.
Right.
I use social media as means, and television programs as means to spread the truth.
Right. I think what I started the show off with was, and maybe you could get into it a little bit more, just the Armenian blood in general becoming diluted more every year and every year. And every year, the Turks have nothing to lose, but all they're doing is kicking back, sitting back, and watching till we have become to a point to where we don't care about, we don't have the conviction, we don't care about genocide anymore, we don't care about, of course we'll say, I got 20% Armenian, I got 30% Armenian, I got 10% Armenian. Of course, they'll say that. But as for getting out there and making it known that this happened in our life, and there's so much conviction, have you know, if you look at that, how do you feel about that? My thing was that Turkey can kick back and wait 30, 40, 50 years from now, and they could sit it out, and the odds are on their side. We got to do a little extra.
Well, absolutely, you're right. The plan of the genocide was from beginning to first kill our blood, Armenian, the nation of Armenia, and our identity. Second part of the genocide is to force us into assimilation. And that's why we are spreaded all over the world, little by little, being assimilated and losing our identity. We're becoming part of societies and other identities that we're not part of. And it is very important to for the world to understand that the greatest genocide took place beginning of 19th century was against the Armenians. They emptied Western Armenia, our homelands, and they deported Armenians, killed them in the deserts. They burned them alive in churches, and the remaining was deported to were deported to Syrian deserts and to Lebanon, and from there we came, of course, to the United States. And those that were living in Turkey still, they had to hide their identity and convert to Muslim. And until today, actually, to claim you're an Armenian in Turkey, it's a crime. I was listening to one of the broadcasts from Turkey 1 year ago, exactly when the Kurdish movement started. Turkish police were going around and claiming they're not Kurds, they're Armenians. And they still have that animosity. They still have that mission to destroy every Armenian in this world. And that's their mission. It hasn't changed. And for us, for Armenians, we need to understand it is very important to fight back and protect our identity no matter what part of the world we live in. But they have a means of assimilating us through Western societies, through Eastern societies, especially in the Western societies, through their mass propaganda of equality, their mass propaganda of mixing of cultures and et cetera, as we see what's taking place. Unfortunately, some people think they are Armenians and they claim they are Armenians, but they don't know the meaning of being Armenian.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, you know, we have a orientation. It's called Temple of Ani, and they destroyed our orientation. They stole our rights from us, and they guarded. Until today, they guard the grounds of Ani in order to hide our civilization, our history from the world.
And they mean Turks.
Yes, they claim those lands to be Turkish, but it's not Turkish. Current-day Turkey, modern-day Turkey, it was built on genocides of Armenians and Greeks and Assyrians, especially Armenians. Unfortunately, that's the truth.
Yes.
They had to eliminate the Armenians in order to create Turkey that exists right now. And Western politicians, they think secular individual was Atatürk, who they respect so much. Atatürk was one of the greatest sadists who forcefully Turkified the remainder of Armenians in those lands. So, and until today, if you go to Ani, where it's Western Armenia, they call it Anatolia. That's not even the right wording. It's called Western Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
Until today, you will see guards around Ani, protecting our sacred orientation in order not people to wake up. So, you know, Western civilization, people need to know, Western civilization took birth from Armenian civilization. We gave Western civilization civilized manner. When Western civilization used to crucify people, Armenians used to worship women as goddess. So there's a big, big equality orientation that existed in the Armenians from beginning that the world is keeping a secret, and they don't want to spread the truth about us.
Okay.
So I'm a very proud Armenian. I'm proud that I was born Armenian.
Right.
And I will remain Armenian, full blood. And it is important to understand what it means, the blood of Armenians.
Right, right.
The world needs to acknowledge what's taking place.
I guess, though, Bedros, I know you're Armenian. You know I'm Armenian. I know my kids are Armenian. But my worries right now have shifted to just thinking about my daughter's kids down the line. When I'm gone...
Right.
I mean, will they have that hunger? Will they have that drive? Will they still go see a movie like The Promise, will they still embrace right. the Yerach coin and still feel that, you know what, everything that happened back then, we still have to never forget? Like that Armenian poet, gosh, I forgot his
William
name.
William Saroyan.
Was he the one that said, no, that's not the one. The one I'm thinking was, the day that I have, the day that you forgot me is the day that I have died. And
right.
It's something like that. It's a beautiful line, but it's by an Armenian. And that is so true, because when we do forget that, we've lost our culture.
Right. Well, you know, you asked a very deep question, and I will connect it to the Armenian orientation, which is being shuttered and which is being slaughtered right now. To answer your question, in order to exist and keep on our grandchildren and children to exist Armenian with fire, we need to liberate our land, which is Western Armenia. That's where our history is. We need to liberate our sacred rite of Ani, which is 1001 churches. That's where our history is hidden. That's why, as long as we're not attached to that history, assimilation is going to continue. That's why they did that. They scattered Armenians all over the world in order to assimilate. I can be Armenian, my son. I don't know what's going to be third or fourth generations. Unfortunately, that's the truth. As long as we live among nations that don't practice our rights, and it's very important to liberate our rights.
Right, right. What did you think this year? It's April 24th today. What did you think of over the weekend with everyone that was supporting, that was into this movie, The Promise?
Well, it's a small token, which is a big token for Hollywood, I guess. I can say it's a reminder of what happened, and it's a message of what happened to our history, to our people. And I think it's a great work. It's a great message that people need to see. But on the other hand, I want to say how the enemy is working. There is in Washington, D.C., there is a strong Turkish lobby. They dump billions of dollars against our rights. There is a strong Azerbaijani lobby, which they work against us. Look at Nagorno-Karabakh, Artsakh. They still claim it's Azerbaijani land, but it's not. Historically, it's not. They can buy anything with money, you know. So
yeah.
The attack is, and I can answer one thing. The attack is against the Armenian rights. It's because Armenian rights, the answer of world's problem today, all these wars that exist, they have to basically solve the Armenian question. Otherwise, the world will be where it is at right now. The Armenian question is the peacemaker in the world.
Hmm. Well, I tell you what, over the weekend, though, I know there were a lot of people that, I mean, we filled up the stadiums and
right.
the movie theaters, so I'm very, very happy with the numbers that we've seen. It wasn't anything empty. Brian, you know, yeah, there's a lot
That's
of American people that went to see it, too, so... God bless. You know, they could try whatever they want, but we're definitely going to show the numbers. We're going to show the people, and we're going to show the Odar life out there, that what we went through. And, hey, by the way, today, in the Illinois Congress, if you guys get a chance to check that out, my friend, the congressman representing Illinois in the House, in the Illinois House, he's getting up, and maybe they could download it, or the people can download it. He's getting up, and he's going to mention the Armenian genocide, and he's going to mention, he might even mention me. So, you know, I didn't do it for myself, but I asked him, for April 24th, can you mention the Armenian genocide? And Jay Hoffman, our congressman, he said, I'd love to do that. I'd be honored to do that. And so if you guys get a chance, we'll have it on our site. We'll have it on, I'm sure it'll spread all over too, what he said in the cool. House there. So thank you so much, Jay Hoffman. Okay, Bedros, well, you know, it's April 24th, and we got to keep moving, and we got to keep making things happen. What's your how do you keep this torch lit? Do you just we're in the West now. We've moved on. We're part of America. We're part of Canada. We're part of South America. We're part of Europe. So
right.
Now, okay, it's obvious. I don't know. I'm just saying in my behalf, I don't think I could ever move back, even if we did ever claim that back or anything like that. But what is the future for us? I mean, how do we still stay strong? Of course, we got shows like this. Of course, you're on Facebook and you're giving passionate talk too. Is there anything that we could entrench in our kids as well?
Yes, we have to not only remember April 24 on April 24. To me, April 24 is every day. Because I'm a victim of those, I'm a grandchild of those that suffered the greatest tragedy in the history of mankind. Unfortunately, that's how I have to put it. Yeah. And in order to keep the fire burning, I don't want to remember it only one day. To me, the struggle is every day. It's like a person who lost his house, who lost his family, and is homeless on the streets. For me, every Armenian is in that situation. I'm a homeless because it was taken away from me and my parents were killed.
Bravo.
And I have to fight back till the day I die to regain my home. That's my vision.
Bravo. Well said. Well said. And when a homeless man talks, too, it doesn't seem like anyone listens to him. So,
right.
You know, I guess we're all homeless in a sense that we do have a home here, and I love my country of America, and I love everybody in this country, but yet there's that thing missing that says we lost something. And for all the people that died, all the people that were murdered throughout that time, 1.5 million, and let's not forget in the 1890s, we've had massacres left and right. Well, let's not forget any Armenian, and always remember their cries, their whole thing on staying Armenian. And what's your thought on Armenians in Turkey that are, they said they had to convert being to Muslim, and they're not, I mean, they believe they're Armenian, but yet they don't speak it, or they've converted to being a Muslim?
Well, you know, those Armenians that converted to becoming a Muslim, until today, they have a corner every night. They go and pray to our God, Christian God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a secret that remains within that country. They had to be converted, otherwise their women were going to be raped and enslaved, just like the rest of them. And they were forced to be Turkified, but deep in their blood, they're Armenian. And right now, if they're Muslim, to me, they're Armenian. They're my blood brothers.
Okay.
And instead of abandoning them, I would love to wake them up because they're mine. We're together. And there's about, I could say easily, about 15, 20 million Armenians who are hidden in Turkey right now under Muslim. If these people wake up, if our blood brothers wake up, we can liberate our lands.
Interesting. I really like that word too, that you know, there's still our brothers out there, and you know what, that's how we're gonna have to take the rest of the world too. We're gonna have to embrace everybody and be together, and I guess that's the answer to this. Where my daughter's kids down the line too, my daughter has to galvanize being Armenian and let them know and keep that torch lit at all times. So That's the message we have this April 24th. Thank you so much for being on our show, my friend. And we'll have the show out later on tonight, and you guys could catch it. And Bedros Hajian, how do our people get a hold of watching your videos and hearing your great inspirational talk?
I have a Facebook page. It's Bedros K. Hajian, or they can show my YouTube videos, Bedros Hajian Live.
Perfect.
Which is YouTube videos I do. All B right. with a B. Bedros with a B, actually. Bedros Hajian Live.
Okay. That's great, my friend. And you take care, and God bless. And we'll catch up in the near future. Maybe we could have
a little segment. Thank you.
All right, Bedros. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Bedros Hajian, my friends, and a great perspective on being an Armenian. And I mean, it's difficult how he had it to portray yeah. it as what we have to take it back. I don't know what we're capable now of doing anything, but I think with diplomacy, with years down the line, I just think that if we stay strong, there's going to be some Turkish leader that comes up and says, hey, it's all been a bullshit
mm-hmm.
to everybody in Turkey. All my fellow Turkish people out there, we've hid chapter 13 in our books
mm-hmm.
on the Turkish history. This is what chapter 13 is on what happened in early 1900s on the Armenian people, on the Greek people, on the Assyrian people. This is what needs to be done down the line. I really, truly believe it. Maybe it's not my time. Maybe it'll be my kids' time. Maybe it'll be their kids' time. But there will be someone Turkish that stands up and says enough is enough. You're seeing it right now. 49% of the people that voted against Erdogan or mm-hmm. Edrogen or whatever his damn name is. He's now basically the dictator.
Mm-hmm.
They voted him as a dictator almost.
Yeah.
How could anyone do that is beyond me. But they did. But 49% of the people, and I think there were a lot more, that it's a fraud election. But 49% of the people said this is not right. This 49% is going to get stronger as years go by.
Yeah.
They are going to ask questions. And these are the people that I'm kind of banking on one day standing up and saying enough is enough. We've killed Hrant Dink. We've killed a lot of journalists. Everyone that stands up dies in this Turkey. I mean, there's got to be someone that says enough is enough. Let's open these history books. Let's make things happen now. So, you know what? Maybe the modern Turk one day will do this. That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah. That's what I'd love to see.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, my friends, that's our April 24th version. That's our again, God bless my crew. We'll have a regular show next week. Again, the promise is out there. Still check it out. Thank you so much for the marching in the streets. Thank you so much, every Armenian that yelled out there, to every Armenian that took it one step forward on the streets and in the marches and throughout the world. God bless all of you. And God bless to every Armenian out there that remembers today. And that's the big thing about it, always remembering. That's how we keep this thing lit. All right, my friends, from Jono, Brian, thank you so much again, man.
It's my pleasure.
And we'll see you guys next week. Kisher Party, Genatsa Kisher Party. We'll hook up next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. Find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at LineupMedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.